Welcome to the Emo Social Club podcast, and this is your home for music, news, and interviews. I am Lizzie, and today we're going to be playing you back our recent review with our friends in Action Adventure and reviewing Senses Fails, Still Searching. Now, I'm going to preface this. This was like almost 2 hours we spent recording, and this is wildly cut down because it gets kind of silly. And if you really like that content, not just between Brian and I, but between our friends in Action Adventure and everybody else that we talk to as well that don't make the final cut, you can definitely go and subscribe to our Patreon for free and or a dollar per month. It just keeps the neon lights on here at Emo Social Club and keeps our hair lit too. The hair lights, you know, they're pricey, okay? Other than that, thank you to everyone who's been following us on TikTok. We're like almost at 6,000 followers. So if you haven't followed yet or you haven't told everybody in your life to go and follow us, it's over at X, Emo Social Club X on TikTok and on Twitter and over on Instagram at Emo Social Club. If you want to find Brian and I individually, I'm at Bored and Bathory on all social sites, and Brian is at SpookyPants1 on all social sites as well. And we are back next week with another interview from our friend who recently wrapped up a tour. That was a very big tour. We had a lot of great fun on it. So make sure that you are staying subscribed to us so you don't miss that or any updates as well. I have nothing else for you guys, so we're just going to jump on into it. Here is our review. Our very silly review with our friends in Action Adventures of Senses Fails, Still Searching.
When We Were Young, 2024, all album plays. They're playing them. We're going to go. We're going to listen to them. The Emo Social Club and our friends are talking about all the records front to back, getting to know them, getting to understand what's going on. What is this album about? What do they do?
What's happening here with all these emo kids over here?
On this episode, we're talking about Still Searching by Senses Fail. And we brought some friends. We got Action Adventure on the episode. Brompton and Adrian, why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
What's up? I'm Brompton.
What's up? I'm Adrian.
What's up? What's up? What's
up? You guys have some new music coming out.
We do. We have a song called Real Juicer Hours coming out on April 25th. That'll be cool. I think it's good.
It is good.
Is it going to get you juiced up?
I think it'll get anybody juiced up.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially if they listen to it really late at night when they shouldn't be awake.
Yeah. You want to listen asleep. To the song about 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
Demon time, preferably.
Demon time.
Yes.
Demon time.
Yes.
Demon time.
Yeah. Real juicer hours.
Yeah.
That's so, it.
We're going to be on tour with Youth Fountain, Like Roses, and Carpool all of May. So please, we need you.
Before we get into our opinions on Still Searching by Senses Fail, Lizzie, give us a little bit of background of Senses Fail, the band, of this record, Still Searching. Just tell us what we need to know.
This is their second studio album. Came out on October 10th, 2006 via Vagrant Records. It's a concept album that follows a character dealing with faith, heartbreak, and depression. Who amongst us hasn't dealt with any of that? They had enough material 1 month after they released their very first album, Let It Enfold You, and then they went like straight back in studio. That's like insane to be having that quick of a turnaround.
That's the trauma.
Yeah.
They had their very first single from this album, which was Calling All Cars, debut on AOL Radio. The other single that came out of here afterwards was Shark Attack, and it was released on their MySpace. This album did really well on the Billboard charts. It came in at number 15 on the Billboard 200s, number 2 on Billboard Independent Albums, and number 7 on US Top Rock Albums Billboard. The singles were Calling All Cars, Can't Be Saved, The Priest and the Matador, and Shark Attack.
Priest and the Matador was a single?
Yeah, technically.
I don't remember that. That's crazy.
Right, I'm glad to hear that the album did so well because it's like validating that my music taste is good. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I love that.
I love this record.
Yes, it's perfect.
Well, before they say more about their feelings on the record and we get into all of our takes on this, make sure to subscribe to our channel here on YouTube. Make sure to follow Action Adventure everywhere that they are.
Listen to our new song today.
Yeah.
Cowards. Yeah.
Subscribe to us. Subscribe to Action Adventure. Their video is out right now.
Right now.
Check
in the future.
Out. All the links and all the stuff is down below, along with a playlist of all of our other reviews of every other record, where hopefully we have other guests, and hopefully you enjoy everything we've said. And we'll enjoy everything we will say. We're going to get into our opinions on Still Searching by Senses Fail. Brompton, why don't you go ahead and kick us off?
Here's what I think about Senses Fail, Still Searching. I think it's like a perfect record, cover to cover, just bangers. I also think that the order of the track listing is perfect. The way that the songs all go into each other and go out of each other, the vibes that they bring. It's like a real emotional roller coaster, and like it is a concept record, so that makes sense. And it really tells a great story, and it's insanely relatable. I can't believe that I've been listening to this perfect record for 18 years. For 18 years now. Me and Adrian and our other guitarist, Oren, started playing music together in 2006 as a Senses Fail cover band.
Interesting.
Yep. Interesting. There was a point in time where I could probably play this whole record cover to cover.
Yeah. So after listening to it so many times today, I think I can do it like right now.
I think I could get through it. I don't think I could like do it well, but right, I think that I could like get
you had to freestyle it a little bit.
Yeah. And it would be wrong. But you know, I think I could probably get through most of it. It's to me, it's one of those records where like every time I listen to it, it's like just as good as one of the first times that I listened to it. Every single time it's like, I have to listen to it at like full volume. It's one of those things where like, I never go and listen specifically just to a song from this record. I have to listen to the whole thing. And I usually will try and find a time that I can do it uninterrupted.
I agree no one with bother everything me you just said.
Senses Fail is on.
Right. I mean, like straight up, like I really do love this record. It's
amazing.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's just like it has touched me in ways that are PG, I promise. But it was like a formative record for me. Like, you know, being like in high school and kind of, you know, learning how to play music with other people at that point in time. And like, it's definitely part of the reason that, you know, me and Oren and Adrian have a lot of the chemistry that we have when we're, you know, writing music together and stuff. Like this is, without this record, I don't know if any of the bands that I'm in, like the projects that I do, would exist. Action Adventure probably would not exist for sure without this record. So it's very important to say the least, to me at least. I've been instructed to give my top three songs for this record. I just want it known that I'm basically picking three songs at random right now. Like, they're all so good. We were talking about it before we even started filming, and I just can't pick three songs. They're all good. And I'm really trying to stay away from ones that Adrian might pick, but, like, we have no idea. So I'm going to go with Rapture, which is a great opening track, and I just feel like it just resonates in my fucking soul. Then I'm gonna go Shark Attack. And then I'm gonna go to All the Crowded Rooms. That's not my final answer though. Cause I also wanna talk about All the Best Cowboys Have Daddy Issues. Look, man, this is hard. I can't do it. I've now been instructed to detail my least favorite tracks on this record. I'm not gonna do it. They don't exist. There's no bad track on this record. Even Negative Space, which is just like a really long intro to The Priest and the Matador, is good. It's just instrumental. It's just a cool melody, and it's just, you just kind of vibe in there, you know? So I'm going to do three more tracks that I like.
Let me tell you about all the tracks I like on this record. Oh my God. Here's my thoughts on Still Searching by Senses Fail. So being a kid who was in high school around 2004, 2005, when like Let It Unfold You came out, and I was around all these other emo bands, and I was getting into like My Chemical Romance, The Used, and like all these post-hardcore bands, which really was like the lane I was in. I was like, there's screaming, if there's heavy guitars, if there's breakdowns, I'm in. That's more my route than like the pop punk stuff. And being on Warped Tour, going to Warped Tour, seeing all these bands, I'm like, Senses Fail's name is like there. It is the most prominent name alongside all these other bands. So Senses Fail, I'm hearing their name, I'm seeing them all the time. I hear Buried Alive, and I'm like, what is this? Why is this? I have come around so hard on Census Fail, though, because I'm like, this band absolutely rules. This band is incredible. At the time, it was just like, I saw them at Taste of Chaos 06, opening for like My Chem and the U's and all that. And then I saw them again opening for Silverstein. And that particular show was kind of a rough show for Census Fail. Like, just didn't sound really good. And I was like, I want to like this band, but this is just like not a great setting and not a good show. And then they did another Taste of Chaos opening for The Used and 30 Seconds to Mars and Chiodos and all these other bands. And they're like still kind of at the beginning. And I was like, man, I just really want this Census Fail band to pop off. But there's just something about it that's just not hitting right. The thing that didn't hit right to me was Buddy's vocals, because sometimes it's very nasally, and I related it a lot to like Newfound Glory at the time.
Okay,
and I'm like, hold on. Oh, it's very nasally. Now, I think that's like part of the youth, and it's part of the scene, and it's part of the culture. I've come around quite a bit on it. I have met Buddy. He is one of the nicest human beings, one of the most authentic human beings in the music scene. He is, especially like the Warped Tour scene and the post-hardcore scene, just one of the like most real human beings. And that is always going to make me go, I don't fucking care if I like it or not. Your band is fucking rad. Your band is amazing. I've seen them since. They've done like Riot Fest and all that. And I'm like, his voice sounds perfect now. His like whatever has happened in the time since the 06, the 07 Taste of Chaoses to now, I'm like, I love your sound. I love what you're doing. Census Fail is a band that I will always go to bat for. I'm like, no, you deserve the world. Love that band.
But this record.
The vocals are still the big issue for me when I listen to this record. I'll put it this way. The first three songs, I was like, okay, little rough. The music is great, but the vocals are just not hitting me right. As soon as you get to Can't Be Saved and Calling All Cars, we're off to the races. Those, I wrote here in my notes, those two songs are Bangertown, USA.
Sick. Okay.
And we're driving through. We're calling all the cars to drive us into Bangertown, USA.
Are we stopping there?
We are stopping. We're living there. Cool. We are the population. Yeah. Cool. We are the new tenants of Bangertown, USA.
We're building a Waffle House there. Okay.
Yeah. We're at the Waffle House in Bangertown, USA. So I love those songs and everything past that on the record. I'm like, nah, man, like this is top tier. This is great. I love this. So it's literally just those first three songs where I, even on like repeating listens, I'm like, there's just gotta be, there's something
the
here.
Rapture, Bone Crusher.
Rapture, Bone Crusher, and Sink or Swim.
Sink or Sane.
My top three tracks from Census Fail, Still Searching. Shark Attack, just fire. Just insanely good. I didn't want to pick Calling All Cars and Can't Be Saved because those are Bangertown, USA, so I don't need to sell those to anybody. But certainly Shark Attack, once you're into Shark Attack, you're like, we are so in it right now. We are in the rager. We're in the bangers. I think that Buddy, when he screams, is really good.
Oh, yeah. His screams. It's the screaming, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, for sure. Still Searching, I did put on there as well. It's like right next to each other, but it's like, I think that is just the highest point of the record. Those four songs in a row is just like, it's so good and so fun. Like, I imagine seeing this record in full live and being like, for those four songs, just an unstoppable force of nature,
right?
Just singing along and like jumping up and down and screaming. Like, that section right there is fire. I did like a lot of the rest of the record. The one I picked just to be interesting was Lost and Found. I liked that it was like a catchy ballad. I had no issue with the vocals, even though there is a lot less instrumentation. So it's a lot more Buddy, like kind of raw and out there. I think that it works. I enjoy the music. I enjoy the sound of that song. I'm going to say something that no one will like and say that MGK on Born With Horns took the melody of the guitar line and used it for the melody of the chorus in that song. Mm. And I was like, if MGK likes it, it must be good.
Oh my God. That's the thing that nobody wants to hear. Can you cut that?
It's going to be cut in.
I might actually put that at the beginning of the clip.
Okay, very good.
I might
good.
Actually put that. You can just say dumb shit on TikTok and people respond.
Yeah, they just get
nothing
angry.
Nothing nice to say, so I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
Very I've good. Had very good thoughts. My least favorite track off of Still Searching by Senses Fail is Sicker Sane. The chorus just doesn't hit for me. At first, I was like, I couldn't understand what the chorus was. I couldn't understand the lyrics of it. I had to look at the title to actually know what the lyrics were. It just didn't. It didn't track with me.
What are you saying?
It didn't work for me.
What are you talking about? Do you have ears? Do you have ears? Or am I sane?
Hold on. He also thought it was sink or swim. Like I thought it was sink or swim.
I thought that was what it was when I heard it too.
That was so out of left field.
Sink or sane?
That's crazy. I thought you were going to say like the rapture.
He literally just sang.
Rapture was great. I think besides the vocals, I liked.
It's a great album opener.
It's a great opener. I liked that it like kind of set up what you're going to hear on the record. I had no problem with the rapture. It was once we got to Bone Crusher and Sick
Bone Crusher is also good. We covered Bone Crusher.
We did cover Bone Crusher.
I would love to hear your cover of it.
That's crazy though. You say you couldn't understand what the chorus was when it's just the title of the song.
I had to look at the title.
It's the whole thing. It's literally am I a little sick or a little sane? Like yeah. That's it.
I mean
the whole song. That's the whole chorus.
Yeah, I know. I had to look at it. I couldn't understand it without looking at it.
He says it 4 times.
Yeah.
See, I watched one of your old videos and you were like, I don't know what Hot Mulligan's saying. And I was like, correct. That's valid.
Correct.
But now that you don't know what Sick or Sane is saying, I'm like, do you just not hear the lyrics?
I've been listening to loud music for a long time.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you actually been listening?
I mean, Brian,
are you fucking deaf?
I've been hearing. I've been hearing.
Okay.
All right.
But have you been intaking?
So that would be my least. I'm going to keep listening to this record and keep getting it together. But the one other thing that I will say is, what the hell was the industrial nonsense on All the Best Cowboys Have Daddy Issues? There's like some like low vocals that happen in the verses to that. And I was like, can you turn it up a little bit? The vocals, can you turn those up a little bit?
It's supposed to be eerie.
It's supposed to just be, you know what? I don't need to defend this to you.
No,
Well,
let's put down our swords.
I love industrial music.
Do
so
you?
It just felt like I
because
do.
Because you were just like, what is this industrial nonsense?
But why is it? It's like, why is this peanut butter in my chocolate? But it's like, why is this?
Stop. Have you ever had a fucking Reese's, dude? Like, what are you talking about?
This is like
everything you fucking said just now. Like, not even to me. You're not even speaking to me. Everything that you've said is fucking nonsense.
I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what your core is. Why is this peanut butter in my chocolate?
Reese's, bitch.
Brian.
What?
Listen, Brian, you can put
peanut butter and chocolate together. It makes sense. This was not peanut butter and chocolate. This
you
was peanut butter
was.
And a secret third thing. So he's like,
hello?
The industrial part of it is not peanut butter and chocolate.
I will say that you had overall, you had palatable things to say about this record.
These are my thoughts about Senses Fail's Still Searching. I only heard about Senses Fail when I started going to emo nights in 2017. Why? Because I was in middle school in 2006.
Oh,
that's, you know,
music
didn't exist then.
Right.
That's okay.
That's
weird because like when I was in middle school, I was listening to like Linkin Park and like
I was listening to like Evanescence and Jonas Brothers. So whenever somebody would talk about Senses Fail to me, they were always referencing their first album. So I only knew of like that cover art. So when I heard like Calling All Cars, for example, I'm like, oh, it must be off their first album because I never hear anybody reference literally any other album by them. So when I looked it up like a couple years ago, I was like, oh, these aren't on this album. Why have I been lied to this entire time? I think overall with this album, so I've never listened to it until today. First, we always say the opener track is like what's going to determine like the make or break. And at first I was like, I don't know. We're going to have to see. We get towards the end and I'm like, okay, I'm liking what I'm hearing. And then it goes into the next song and I'm like, oh, we're so in, baby. The instrumentals, if you only listen to it the first run, sound pretty similar, but the lyricism is what really brings this to like the forefront. Because without the concept of the overall album, it would not be what it is. Because I feel like if you listen to the lyrics, you can clearly tell like this is like going through the struggle, which at the time I feel like a lot of us, or whenever we're listening to it, you know, we've all been depressed bitches, okay? We've all gone through heartbreak. We've all had dealt with probably faith spiritual issues at some point or another. So, like, there's, it's all very relatable, and I think this was, like, a very, like, solid album overall for it. So my top tracks from Senses Fail, Still Searching, Bone Crusher, because first of all, that's a hard as shit title.
Hell yeah.
That, I was like, oh, this is where I'm going to like get in the pit and probably get beaten up by like men two times my size, but I'm still going to try to have a good time.
I'm like three times.
And you'll find him right there. Right.
I'll be there.
All the best cowboys have daddy issues.
Yeah, let's nice. Go.
The thing is that cool, like, instrument, like, that is synthy instrumental yes. thing. I was like, oh, yes. oh, like, this hits. I like this, because unlike Brian, I like industrial goth music.
Literally do. Literally do. Literally grew up on it.
So, like, again, I think the beginning is super, super cool. And, like, even when the sound plays out, they repeat it. Like, everything in the middle is also very solid, very great. It, like, it just makes sense, especially with the lyricism. Then it plays out into the next transition, and then it gets funky again. And I'm like, ooh, this is, like, fun and funky. And then it goes into my third favorite track, which is a shocker, The Priest and the Matador.
Because that song is perfection.
Like, I don't like slower songs, and this is a slower song to me. I was like, oh... Like, I understand this trauma to an extent. And I was like, oh.
I, too, have been the priest in the magical. That
shit hits. I was like, this shit hits. So I think it's, like, it's more relatable to me because I have had to go through and, like, figure out what my faith is, what my spirituality is after, you know, everybody growing up in different ways. So I very much understood and felt that, and it actually resonated with me a lot more. And that's why I really liked it. And again, during the second listen, I still stopped and I was like, ah, it gets me. It got my ass. But it also is like one of the main ones that kept standing out to me, and it didn't like move around, didn't have a moving goalpost. I think those two, three in sequence, fantastic. So my least favorite tracks from Senses Fail, Still Searching.
So yeah, what's happening right now?
I don't have any. This is a really good album.
Oh God! Yes, yes, yes. Let's go. Yes.
Should have lied.
Oh my God!
I should have lied.
Got
everything
you, there,
you said was goated.
Got you there for a second.
You
Mark.
Did. You really did. See? You really did.
Oh my God!
I was ready to go.
Yeah. I just think, like you said earlier, I think everything worked out really well with this. I do like the vocals. I like the screaming. I think, again, I really think the lyricism, the concept of the entire album really pulls it all together and, like, hands it off to whatever football player runs it to the, like, the infield and, like, for the touchdown. I think it did that.
Sick. Here's what I think about Senses Fail, Still Searching. It's perfect. I think it was perfect the first time I heard it. And even though it's impossible, I think it's more perfect now than it was the first time I heard it. When I was younger and when I heard it for the first time, I liked, you know, a lot of the instrumentation that was in it. I liked the screaming. I liked the nasally vocals. But I think each year I get older, the lyrical content becomes more relatable. And I would say, I would go so far as to say is, in the last year, it's like eerily relatable.
You texted me about that today.
I did.
Yeah, and we were like, it's just hitting harder now for
yeah,
some reason.
It's yeah. just, it's crazy how relatable it really is. I wish that I was them and I made something that good. That's, it's just, it really is perfect. That's all I can say. My history was Senses Fail. First time I ever listened to them was a burned CD. I only have like three songs on it, but it was like Steven, like 187. Mm-hmm. And I forget what the third song was. It was just a Burns, you know, I put it in my Discman and I was walking home from school. I listened to it. And that's why I had to sing Steven earlier, just because that's, it's just like a part of me. I don't know. And then it was crazy to like know them from those few songs and love them. And then meet Brompton and Oren and like, they loved it. And our friend Mikhail at the time we were playing music with, they all loved it they loved Senses Fail the way I did, which in turn I feel like put me like even deeper into it. Like I remember the first time listening to Rum Is for Drinking with them, and we're just like, this is how you do music.
Like we were watching like a Music Choice. It was the Music Choice like music videos on like Comcast.
Yeah. And it's like, this is when you do music right, this is what it sounds like. You know, like that's what it was.
That's what music is.
Right. And I remember the first time I ever listened to Still Searching, our friend Eli came to, it was me, Brompton, and our friend Rodrigo. It was in the cafeteria. I can't remember if it was breakfast or lunch, but he was like, look, I got this. He got the vinyl, I remember. And so
during lunch that day,
yeah,
I went to Best Buy.
Right.
And got it.
Yes.
Because he was like, yo, this is awesome. I remember I went and bought it. Yeah.
And ever since then, it's like I never go more than a month or two without listening to it. And that's been, I'm about to be 34, and that started when I was 16. So we have a long, deep lore for sure with that record. My top tracks for Still Searching by Senses Fail. I want to preface all this by saying I had some notes. I learned something new today about this record, which totally cheapens everything I just said. I did not realize it was a concept album until this very moment. Have these notes, and they all suck now because it's obvious. Like, everything is obvious. No, it's a concept record. But here we go. So, number one, it's Bone Crusher. I just feel, it's just hard as fuck. I mean, I don't have to explain it. It's hard as fuck. Like, it's the second song. You're in it. It gives you everything that you can expect, and it's just hard. There's no need to get into it. I also put Can't Be Saved. That one I really love. I love the instruments, just like all, you know, the other songs. But lyrically, I love it. My family is from like Southern Mississippi, like Gulf Mississippi, and very Baptist. My mom and I are kind of like the black sheep in that. So I grew up always, do you accept him as your savior? Like, if you don't, you're going to hell, fire and brimstone, and like all this stuff. And I always, you know, I always like kept it light with my grandmother because I'd never believed in any of that stuff. But even though I didn't believe in it, there's always this thing that's like, man, I'm not going to be saved. Like, I'm going to be burning in hell because I like Magic the Gathering and Senses Fail. But yeah, that was, so it hits for me on like a really personal level, I think. Final song, and this is the song, every time I listen to this record, I have a new favorite song. But right now, with everything that's been going on with me in the last year, Still Searching, like the title track, by far is my favorite song. Everything that he says in that song is something that I felt, and it's something that I'm feeling right now, like in this very moment. So I have a lot of respect for that song. I have a lot of respect for all the songs. I had this, like I said, I had notes planned where I was going to say a whole bunch of stuff, but now I'm just going to say nothing. My least favorite track is None of Them. I love them all in my heart equally, forever and always.
All right. Make a 3-second TikTok. I'm like, well, I had no critiques and no comments, no skips. 10 out of 10. No notes.
10 out of 10, no skips. Do it.
Banger.
Banger.
Bangerville.
Bangertown, Banger, USA.
Bangertown, Bangertown, USA. USA. Bangertown, USA.
Yeah.
That's...
So those are our thoughts on Still Searching by Senses Fail. There is only one question left for everyone to answer. Would we recommend seeing this record in full at When We Were Young Fest?
Absolutely. Yeah. You gotta see it. They're also like one of like the most energetic and like just captivating bands live. You know, even like the current lineup, they're awesome. They just kill it. Buddy just goes so insane on stage now. Like, he's always been like crazy and he's always gone nuts, but like now he really be putting in the work, dude. So it's just like, it's an experience. It's a spiritual experience, which is funny because the whole record is talking about fucking faith. So, you know, if Senses Fail is your new faith.
I will probably see it at When We Were Young Fest because they are a phenomenal live band. I've seen them the last few times that they've come through Chicago as much as I can. Always like watching them, always like their performance. I've been sufficiently yelled at this event here that we are sitting in. And I do like a lot of this record. So I do want to hear like the main singles and a lot of the rest of the record. I bet that most of the rippers on this record just go absolutely hard as fuck. The Pit's going to be going hard. I'll see Adrian just thrashing Lizzie in there. So it'll be worth being around to see this set for sure. So it's on my list, on the top of my list for seeing at the festival.
I do want to see it, but I also feel like I would have a better time if I saw it in a venue where they are like headlining playing this album. Because if I see it at a festival, I'm really worried that they would go up against somebody else I really want to see. And I'm going to be like, oh, shit. Also, at When We Were Young Fest, there's not a lot of moshing and people get mad when you do. And that's kind of lame. Don't be old.
I will see this record in full unless it's against Under Oath.
Yeah.
But if that's the case, if it's against Under Oath, I will, and I encourage everyone else, I will go to see Senses Fail in between songs, in between their songs even, because Buddy's banter is second to none. True. So
I also want to say that we will be home when the 20-year tour of They're Only Chasing Safety is. So, so you'll be able to see that.
Then, yeah, here. I'm seeing Senses Fail.
Crisis averted.
There's no other band.
It's like Senses Fail, Under Oath, the starting line for that like era of records. That there's literally nothing else. Nothing else can even come close for me.
Those were our thoughts. That's what we thought about this record. What did you think? Go ahead and leave a comment. Go and leave a comment on Action Adventure's new music video that just got dropped today. If everything goes according to plan, drop a comment on what you think about Senses Fail on that video. Let Action Adventure know you love them and see them on the tour with Youth Fountain. Check out the playlist down below. We got a bunch more videos coming that we are doing on all the records that are being played. And I'm going to probably get yelled at again by Action Adventure in the comments at some point. But until the next time, Senses Fail, Still Searching, and Action Adventure, we'll see you then.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. And again, if you want to hear everything in full that got left on the cutting room floor, this was almost 2 hours long, so this is significantly cut down. You can go and subscribe to us over on our Patreon for free or for only $1 per month. Until next week, I have been Lizzie, and Brian is probably getting ready to go to the show we're going to tonight. We'll see you later. Bye.